Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I thought I lost you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain or probably vote?
Pardon me?
Are you almost certain to vote or probably will be voting?
I will be voting.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for the local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will be voting. Are chances 50-50, or you don't think you will be voting for those offices?
I will be voting, yes.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1949.
I appreciate it. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race that is not listed here?
White.
I appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure what to say. It doesn't feel too bad. Fresno County seems okay.
All right. Would you lean more to the right direction?
Or wrong track.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The options that I have is public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, homelessness, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, or jobs and wages.
So you want me to comment on all of that or what?
Oh, just tell me which one of this is the most important one for you in deciding for your vote.
Housing affordability. And safety.
All right. Between those two, which one will be the first one?
Housing affordability.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. How about Donald Trump? Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Steve Brando?
Favorable. Yeah, definitely favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Alrighty. What about Gary Bredfield?
Yeah, Bredfield. Very, very capable, yeah.
Very favorable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Paul Dictos?
he's running. Yeah, he's the right, very favorable. He's
all
the
right.
Guy that runs the assessor's office.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
Not very favorable.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
That would be very unfavorable.
Yeah. So,
okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Not favorable. Yeah.
All right. Would you say it's very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
I appreciate it. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Don Bardo, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Bradow, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote? Diane Bardo's, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dicto's, CPA Assessor Recorder, Steve Bradow, County Supervisor Businessman, or Gary Bredefield, Businessman Council Member?
Dictos.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Paul Dictos, CPA Assessor Recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not very certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's very excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, okay.
Yeah.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Bradow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
Probably not. Less likely, yeah.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat, you know.
All right.
I would evaluate, yeah.
Okay, I understand. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
I'm neutral. In other words, we have to have our garbage picked up and it can't be cheap anymore. Everything's
okay.
Going up. Yeah.
All right. So, what would be your, you said neutral, but if you had to choose, would that be much more likely or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Less likely, I guess, yeah.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Just somewhat.
Okay. What about a candidate who served the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Military.
Uh-huh.
So what was the question then?
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
All right. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
More likely.
Much more likely, okay. What about for a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. A candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees?
likely, but not much more likely. So one step down.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay,
somewhat.
Thank you. A candidate who is Democrat?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulation and lower business taxes?
More likely.
I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for this candidate. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in our government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance you will be voting for Gary Bredefield for the county supervisor?
A good chance.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, good chance you will be voting for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay, thank you. Steve Brandow currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhood. Brandow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, fair chance, good chance, you will vote for Steve Brandow for county supervisor?
Less chance.
Would you say no chance, a small chance?
Small chance, yeah.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
Dictos. There's going to be multiple ones, isn't there? Or am I wrong?
Okay. Well, on this one, we're just selecting one. I'm pretty sure that on the election, she will be instructed. All right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I'm kind of a fence setter. So middle of the road. I like the best of both of them.
All right, but if you had to choose, would you say you're Republican, Independent, Democrat?
I would say Independent. I'm registered Democrat, but but I'm more independent. Yeah.
As of right now, you consider yourself as independent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I respect that. Do you think of yourself as a closer to Democratic or Republican Party?
That is a tough one. I know that is really tough for me, actually, because as I get older, you know, I need more help medically and all that, you know, so, yeah, I'm right on the fence between them.
All right.
Whoever's got the...
Would you lean more to Democrat or to Republican Party as of right now?
Possibly a little bit towards Democratic, but yeah.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did go to 2 years of junior college, but I didn't graduate.
All right, so you do have some college, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. Okay, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you for your patience and kindness and for helping me out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.